The post-match interview.
Yeah, down here with Brandon Parfitt. Thanks for joining us. How'd you feel out there? Obviously, a great win in the end, but Bulldogs kept coming for a while there. What was the message going into the final quarter?
Yeah, they're a good side, and they had us on the ropes a little bit throughout the game. Yeah, look, we sort of got baked a little bit. We just weren't better around the ball as well as we normally are, and they sort of took advantage of that. And yeah, look, we played well in the last quarter and we were able to finish off well.
Lots of goal scorers again today, which has been a really great thing about the Cats season so far, and lots of contributors. And great to see Darcy Fort and Ryan Abbott adding to that scoreline today.
Yeah, for sure. They've been killing it in the VFL, and we just told them when they come in, just play your role and yous will do well. Yeah, look, that's all we asked for them, and they did well.
Game 42 for you tonight, Brandon. Tom King up in the Carrot Box with Ian Cohen, Tim McGrath, Darren Buick and Ben Casanilio. Your comfort levels at this level starting to rise?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm sort of a little bit inconsistent with it all still. A lot to improve on, but I'm starting to get my head around it all and feel a lot more confident.
What do you need to do to, I suppose, bring that consistency to your game? Is there something, one area that you're sort of focusing on?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think just playing more games and getting more confident and knowing what I'm capable of, probably. Yeah, so just more games and fitness and all that sort of stuff.
Who's anybody you're working with specifically?
I think a lot of the boys help out. Early days, I used to go to Joel and Dunks, but you know, now I just sort of hang around the younger group and we sort of just drive each other. But you know, everyone sort of chips in and gives their input.
Brandon, your defensive work, you up to, I think tonight takes you up well over 40 tackles in the games that you've played, and you're obviously offensively very talented, but the defensive part of the game, it seems like something you've worked on, and it's sort of coming to fruition, just particularly just with tackle count numbers.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's probably one of the main reasons I'm in the side, for that tackle pressure. I'm good with my feet around the ball, so just trying to, you know, stick those tackles and get the boys going, really.
Do you find, I mean, you're obviously going to be a midfielder down the track, but you're spending a lot of time, you know, it's obviously a star-studded midfielder. The guys are being rotated in and out, so you get your opportunities, but you're playing a lot across half-forward with some other guys there. Is it difficult? Do you find that a difficult transition, that you are not playing one sort of set position?
Not really. I sort of like the mixture between both. I think this week I was probably a little bit more forward than normal with Axe going out of the side with Tom Atkins. But, you know, I just like playing wherever, really, whether it's forward or mid. But, you know, I do like my opportunity in the midfield, and, you know, I love getting around all the senior guys in there like Paddy and Joel and all that.
How's the golf going, Brandon? Are you still striking the ball down there at Bowen Valley?
Not really. I haven't. Cocky actually stole my club, so he hasn't returned it yet, and I haven't played for a few.
So yeah. He just left. He took him, and that's it.
Well, yeah, he said he borrowed it, but he hasn't returned it yet, and yeah, he doesn't want to return it either.
Right. So your golfing days are over because your teammate stole your clubs.
Yeah, I think so at the moment.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and Sydney to serve Solly. Here's Darren Buick speaking with Brandon Parfitt.
Brandon, you mentioned the coach at three-quarter time. We saw him up here grab you straight away, the whole group, and he was rather animated. Can he give a good bake?
Yeah, he's normally pretty good with his words and pretty relaxed when he talks. And that was probably the first time I've seen him a little bit angry, but, you know, it was probably fair enough. We weren't playing our best footy and we weren't, you know, good around the ball.
Brandon, how much energy? We watched up from here. We asked Joel Selwood a few weeks ago, but we're only sitting from the outside looking in. It's like the footy club and the players are just really enjoying playing together, and it's, you know, it's visible to us. Do you sense that, you know, during the week and then game day?
Yeah, for sure. I just think it's an even spread. Everyone's just playing their role and enjoying it, and we're walking away with wins, which helps, and you're going in the footy club excited and ready to work, so that helps.
Five consecutive wins, Brandon, and a trip to the Gold Coast next week. Looking forward to that one. Well done on your form. Had a great start to the season. Your 8 games have been real quality. Enjoying your progress as you continue to rack up the games. Well done on the win tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Brandon Parfitt joining us on K-Rock Footy downstairs. Thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes. The post-match interview.